Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh yeah, here we go. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, what up?
What up, Spike? Jack, baby! I'm going to get this right one of these days.
One of these days. Am I supposed to say something after you do that?
No, you're not supposed to say anything.
So I should not turn my mic on until at least...
Give us a weird fact.
207?
How about this?
No, dude.
Weird fact.
No,
yes, weird fact.
I get a bad fact at 6 a.m. that already ruins my morning.
Okay.
And then I get the Daily Douglas at 10. Which I actually like the Daily Douglas. I'm in on the Daily Douglas.
You're out on the Richie fact.
Out on the Richie fact.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard the Richie fact.
You know what? We'll tell the story. Richie gives. I don't want to do it at the top of the show.
Dude, right. Like the Eagles could have won the Super Bowl, and the next morning I got to hear about, you know, in the Titanic, there was like.
The reason they do that, though.
Is your fault. I know.
It is my fault.
Yes.
It's my fault. We'll explain it later.
All right.
So before
I'm up at 6 listening. I'm sorry.
Well, I heard them do it. They did it at 10. Same thing. They definitely had the same thing. But I guess you weren't up at 10 either. And I just want everyone, I want you to know that I'm fighting through the worst allergy attack of my entire life, but I'm a foxhole guy, and I'm a trooper, and I'm here. I'm coughing up phlegm.
Oh, God.
I'm just being honest.
You need to go in that booth.
No. It's all right. We're not doing violins before 2:05. No violins before the mic opens. Yeah. So I was listening to Fritz at 6 yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Must listen radio.
Yeah. And his take 2 was about how badly the Sixers need Jimmy Butler. And I've been hearing this for years now. You know, Tobias Harris over me, and we made a mistake, and he's a dog, and I can't believe we let him go, and blah, 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 blah. And now we hear all these rumors because the Heat do not want to give him an extension. He doesn't think. So there's rumors everywhere about how the Sixers could be in the running to trade for one Jimmy Butler. And I am here to tell you, this cannot happen. Stop it. No Jimmy Butler. It's over. It's done. It's gone. I will give you 3 quick reasons why this cannot happen. First, he is a bad basketball fit. He does not shoot threes. He shoots less than 2 threes a game. When he was here, he didn't shoot threes for 6 weeks. If he's not happy, he'll shoot even fewer threes than no threes. He is completely useless off the ball. Number 2, he is falling apart physically. He has had a great run, but he plays about 50 games during the regular season now. And when he does play, he only sort of like half tries. We cannot be a play-in team. We cannot skate through the regular season. I know the playoffs matter, but as Minnesota is showing right now, being a really good team in the regular season also matters. We cannot just let him, you know, dance
not,
through the regular season.
Not play in the regular season and then try to come in and save us.
Right. That's not how it works.
In the regulars. I mean, the playoffs.
And then the third and maybe most important thing is he has bad vibes. He is a
bad vibes.
He has bad vibes. Everything is all Jimmy all the time. It is not a surprise that every team that has ever had him, eventually it wears thin and they don't want it anymore. He threatened to beat up his coach. He called a reporters into a practice in Minnesota so he could watch him obliterate his teammates and then do an interview right afterwards, obliterating the entire organization. He was bad vibes when he was here last time. He has had a great run. He was a great player for about 5 years. It is over. It won't work here. There are better options. Everyone, stop it.
Well, I'll say this. He is certainly on my list. Mm-hmm. And when we're looking at the players that we are sort of choosing from, and I'm, you know, Daryl Morey said a lot in his season-ending press conference. And he talked about needing a wing player that plays big, can create his own shot, certainly has playoff success, and isn't afraid in the moment. Now, I'm paraphrasing a lot of that, but that's pretty much what Daryl Morey said he's looking for to add to this roster. I don't know if there's a better fit from just that description. To me, he's describing Jimmy Butler. That's who he's describing. And I don't know what Jimmy Butler has left in the tank. I do know when he's not happy, he can be sort of pouty and moody, so you don't necessarily get the best out of him, right, at times. And if he's not happy with his contract status down there and they want to move him, I think this is the best place. Who else would be better for Joel Embiid? As a matter of fact, who else would be better for Tyrese Maxey? Now, some people may say, well, you don't want Butler here because he may take the ball out of Maxey's hands and stunt his growth. I'm not so sure about that. I think Maxey is going to be in the regular season what Maxey is going to be. But when you bring Jimmy Butler here, and I know what you just said, but you're bringing Jimmy Butler here for the postseason. And think about this, Spike. The only thing that matters with this basketball team is the postseason. It's the only thing that matters, the postseason, as it pertains to Joel Embiid while he's here. This is not a rebuilding team, right? So we're not starting over. And if we're talking about winning and somebody that you want to have in your locker room, excuse me, that has the DNA, the toughness, everything that we preach about, that we want in our players, that some of our players lack, Jimmy Butler has that. And you know the big fella would welcome him. You know the big fella would be so happy that Jimmy Butler was here.
You know what? I don't care what the big fella wants. And if Daryl Morey goes and trades, I'll tell you this. If Daryl Morey goes and trades for Jimmy Butler, I'm out on Daryl. Like, I would tell Daryl to his face that would be a mistake. Cannot do it. 215-592-9494. Out.
If Daryl Morey, he seems like he knows what he wants. From like he's identified a certain type of player that he
certainly
wants.
Has a list.
Yeah.
For sure.
And Jimmy Butler has to be on that list. He has to be on that list. And quite frankly, this is an easy one for the city to get behind, because I think the majority of the city still – we still have nightmares about letting Jimmy Butler go.
As he scored 16 whole points in a elimination game. It was great.
How long has Jimmy Butler been gone? Five years?
Something like that.
Five years?
Yeah. It was 19.
And he's gone to two NBA finals.
Oh. Yeah, but one was the –
Yeah, I said, but. I'm hearing a yeah, but. We even sniffed that. Sniff the success Jimmy Butler has had.
Great. But it's not 32-year-old Jimmy Butler. Okay, well, it's 29-year-old Jimmy Butler.
We're debating 35 Jimmy Butler versus 39-year-old LeBron and 34-year-old Paul George is a loser.
Yes, but this is not Miami. This is not Miami. There are certain players who can thrive in certain situations, and Jimmy Butler here is not Jimmy Butler. Look, even James Harden here, Daryl Morey has been a general manager, just sort of lets the star players do whatever the hell they want. This is not like Miami, where it feels like the military, where everyone has to play by the rules.
Pat Riley ain't having that.
You know, you're not getting the coach fired. I promise you, blah, 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 blah. That stuff, it would be a disaster here. And it was nearly a disaster. Look, if it wasn't a disaster the first time, he would have still been here. Like, it was a disaster the first time.
The structure, the infrastructure wasn't strong enough for a personality like Jimmy Butler. I think Embiid is older now. I think he's more mature. Nick Nurse is in a better position as a championship head coach, where he's at least going to get respect from Jimmy Butler. And Daryl Morey, quite frankly, the only thing Daryl Morey needs to do is to support the head coach's decision. In other words, if there's ever an issue between the head coach and player, then Daryl Morey needs to make it loud and clear. It's the coach's way, not your way. That's what Pat Riley has done down there in Miami. He backs Spoelstra at every corner. This man turned away the fifth greatest player in the history of the game.
Right.
Because he wouldn't listen. Because he wouldn't listen. And he wouldn't didn't LeBron want Spoelstra fired?
LeBron wanted Mike Miller to be on the team. He probably wanted Spoelstra fired.
I think it was
something
like they wanted Spoelstra fired.
Yeah,
so yeah, but
for sure.
And Pat Riley wasn't going for that. So I'll say that to say, as long as Daryl Morey is backing Nick Nurse and Jimmy knows that, plus Jimmy got to realize this is it.
Well, you say that.
I mean, this is it.
You said, but he's not going to change his personality at 34 years old. I don't think.
I don't want him to totally change it, but he has to tone it down to where it's not divisive. Is that fair?
Yeah, but I just don't.
He got two teams to the finals. How did he do that?
I'm not counting the bubble.
Okay.
Yeah. Still counting Eastern Conference.
I feel like I got the same bubble feel that you have.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's okay. Just not counting that one. But
all right.
He has been successful in that infrastructure. And by the way, with a team that was built around him. So he is the primary playmaker all the time. The ball is in his hands constantly. Mm. You know, that team was built around him. Bam Adebayo doesn't need the ball. Tyler Hero doesn't need the ball. Everybody else. That's not the way it is here. I think there are better fits than Jimmy Butler. And I can just see it, feel it not working. I can feel it in my bones. And I know everybody will want it here because we're obsessed with thinking we're some sort of lunch pail blue collar town and all we care about is toughness and
we're not.
Come on, that went away years ago.
What do you mean we're blue collar?
You're not blue collar.
We do this show outside with our hard hats on.
Like, what do you mean we're not tough-minded blue
you collar? Guys are ordering DoorDash every day. Nobody's had a lunch pail. I'm the only person this show with a lunch pail, to be quite
well,
honest
you bring
with.
A heat up meal.
Well, it comes, it's well, ill.
You eat, and you eat vegetables.
It's in a lunch bag. It's a bag, not a pail.
It's a bag of grass and weeds and trees.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you want Jimmy Butler back in Philadelphia as the major acquisition for the Sixers this year? And Fritz, you're obviously saying yes.
Yeah, I like winners. Yeah, and I care about the fourth quarter and I care about the playoffs. He can sit the regular season for all I care.
Yeah, I don't even care about the regular season.
Well,
let Maxie run up and down the court all regular season.
Yeah,
I don't even want Embiid playing more than 60 games.
By the way, how did that work out for the Heat this year? It didn't work out at all. They wound up in the play-in.
One of our guys fell on his legs, didn't he?
Yeah.
We injured in Jimmy Butler.
But they're still in the play-in, so they're one game away, and then they had to play the Celtics.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, that team stunk, though. Like Jimmy Butler would be coming
Butler.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
He has Embiid. He has Maxie.
They lost to the Sixers.
I know, because he got
just so we're clear.
Only because he got hurt.
Last year, Mr. Winner, Jimmy Butler, lost to the Sixers.
And the year before,
no,
he beat
not
the Sixers.
Last year.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah, but that was a one game.
I'm just saying, it happened.
Well, we're not going to be in a play-in anymore, hopefully.
Well, but by the way, the Heat were in the play-in this year.
And
the Heat were in the play-in last year. You know what I'm saying?
They're every year.
I guess I'm just...
Well, the one year they played us, they were the four seed.
I'm just at the point where, with Butler, the concept of it, I understand conceptually what everybody is thinking. I understand what Jack's thinking. I understand what you're thinking. The reality of Jimmy Butler is nothing like what it is in your head. It's just nothing like what it is in your head. It is way worse. And by the way, the team that he thought, the players that he thought were losers in Minnesota... You know, Karl Anthony Towns is, by the way, on maybe the best team in the NBA.
Well, not because of him.
That's because of Anthony Edwards.
No, but I'm saying he wanted to run him out of town. Jimmy Butler wanted to run him out of town. Like, who knows when Jimmy Butler gets here, who around here on the team that Butler all of a sudden will disapprove of? Maybe he doesn't like Tyrese Maxey smiling so much. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we have no idea what this guy...
I actually could see that.
You know, he has won, but he has blown up every situation that he's been in. I just think there are better options. I think everyone thinks it'll help Embiid because it'll make Embiid happy. I want what is best on the court. I want what is best in the locker room. And I actually don't think Jimmy Butler is either of those things.
Well, he's probably the best option. I mean, when you say there's better options... I mean, there are guys – listen, there are other guys that I would look at, But if we're looking at the big three, we're looking at veterans, we're looking at guys who've won, who've had success in the postseason, a couple of guys that I like don't have that on their resume. They haven't had the postseason success that Jimmy Butler has had. They may be as good as him or even better as an individual player, but are you bringing in someone that picks up in the area where Embiid may not necessarily have the ability to bring us home? Maxie may not have the seasoning, the experience to bring us home in those situations. Jimmy Butler is the one guy who's been in those situations. Jimmy Butler, listen, he took down Milwaukee and he took down Boston in the same playoff run.
Yeah, I mean, Milwaukee didn't have Giannis.
Was Giannis out in that series?
I think he played two of the games.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I guess. I would rather have Paul George, to be quite honest with you. And I think a lot of the criticism...
He's a loser.
People say that. He's been to three conference finals as the best player on the team.
I think he's a better player than Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Yeah, I think Paul George's skill set is better than Jimmy Butler.
And I think it complements Embiid and Maxie better than Butler does.
But it's hard to sell me on that's the guy I want down the stretch with the ball.
Well, hopefully...
That's the hard part.
Hopefully the guy we want down the stretch is... Maxie. Honestly. You know, I don't think that we are bringing... This person, whoever they bring in, assuming that it is a big player, you could have that person be that person sometimes, but not all the time. What we saw this year is that we have a player capable of doing so. Do you want Jimmy Butler back in Philly? 215-592-9494. Now, Jack was driving in today and was jamming out to the car to a certain song and had an idea for our morning show side topic of the day.
Yeah, so I was driving in, and I'm going through a bad rock phase where it's like, you know, I think they're good, but they're like more of a nostalgic feel to them.
Okay.
Yeah, which is always a good thing to go through. And All Star by Smash Mouth came on.
One of the most annoying songs in history.
One of the greatest songs of all time, especially in the early 2000s, 1999 era.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? This is a really good bad song. It's definitely bad. But it's a good song.
It was a huge hit, yeah.
It's huge.
So we're doing good songs, bad songs that you love, good bad songs, what are
yeah,
we calling?
Yeah, bad songs that you love.
Bad songs that you love. So as I think about it, and there are plenty, because I don't believe in guilty pleasures. I don't believe that you should be ashamed of liking anything that you like. But I do like Barbie Girl by Aqua. And that is certainly a bad song. That is probably almost assuredly a worse song than All Star, which is also a bad song. So mine would be Barbie Girl, Aqua. Do you remember that song?
I have no idea.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic. It's fantastic.
Oh, that is terrible.
You don't remember it?
I have no idea. And that song is terrible.
Ava remembers it.
She's out there bouncing to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, come on.
Who sings that?
Aqua. One song. They had one song. Must have been 97.
I feel like you should have had a song queued up so I can at least hear it.
Come on, Jack, play it.
Well, both of you guys are more musical guys than I am.
Yeah, for sure. You just listen to whatever you like hip-hop from the 90s,
yeah.
And then whatever your kids are playing in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the combination.
And TikTok songs.
And TikTok songs.
Well, definitely TikTok songs. Which reminds me, I got to figure out a way to get Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us on the show.
Really?
Yeah. Not right. Kendrick Lamar on the show.
Right.
I mean, as is...
You want the return of it?
I might use it, yeah.
Oh, no.
Really? Well,
yeah. Why need you?
He's taking shots at Drizzy. Six God.
I don't know about that rap battle, man. I think about, like, Ether and No Vaseline.
Well,
we
were part of real rap battles.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one, it feels like they're both in on it or something.
The fake claims out there about Ether?
Yeah.
No, this is Barbie Girl. You know the song. Party.
Yes.
Spike drives in this song every single day.
That is not true, but I do enjoy this.
This
song.
Is terrible, bro.
It's awful.
I said it was bad.
How could you possibly like this on any level?
It was a hit.
This was a hit?
It was a hit.
Are you playing that at regular speed?
Yeah.
Yes, that's how it sounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Andy and Westmont, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. I think the problem with Jimmy Butler's past that you're missing, Spike, is he doesn't like guys who aren't committed, and that's always the young guys. He didn't like Karl Anthony Towns because he wasn't committed when he was young, didn't like Simmons, didn't like Zach LaVine, and those guys have all turned out to be non-factors. I think Tyrese is a dog just like Jimmy is, and that's why it would work.
You know what? His job as a leader on the team isn't to get rid of the players that he doesn't like or make them feel miserable. Clearly, somewhere, and I thought Karl Anthony Towns was a loser too, but clearly somewhere inside that person is a player who is good and is helpful. Wouldn't you want a veteran, a player making $40 or $50 million to look at the young players on the team and try to bring out what is good in them instead of squashing it because they're not exactly like the way that they are? I think Jimmy doesn't like people who aren't exactly like him. I think that is the problem.
Yeah, because Jimmy wins and he's surrounded by losers.
What did he win this year, man?
No, but I mean, he was.
Well, he got injured. He got injured.
He did get hurt.
They were still the 8 seed.
Who had our team on the ropes until he got hurt?
Yeah. Our player was hurt, too. Everybody's hurt in the playoffs. I don't know, man. I can see it going wrong. I can feel it going wrong. Let me put it this way. I appreciate the call, Andy. It was so bad here last time, internally, that they traded 2 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks for Tobias Harris and gave him $160 million. That's how bad it was going with Jimmy Butler, that they knew it was too bad to hold on to. Now, was that the right thing to do? Absolutely not. But understand that if Jimmy was a different guy behind the scenes, Jimmy would have been here.
No, I agree with that. I won't disagree that he may have been difficult to work with his first time around. But do you not believe that you can grow from that and you become a little bit of a different person and maybe you're not as on edge?
I think you can, but I don't think he did. And if he did, then Pat Riley wouldn't be doing press conferences calling him out for what he said. I think it's possible that he could grow. And it is, there are plenty of players who, as they get older, they change, right? Mm-hmm. But I think the Vince Carters and Jason Kidds of the world who evolve from the primary guy to the secondary guy,
sure.
from the star to the veteran leader.
Easier for Jason Kidd, for sure.
Yeah.
Point guard.
I think those guys are more the exception than the rule. I think most times the guys hold on to what they used to be instead of evolving into what they could be. And I think that's what Butler would do. 215-592-9494. Do you want Jimmy Butler back? By the way, with our morning show side question, which is your favorite good bad song that you love, you will get a Hand and Stone massage and facial spa gift card. Good for a 50-minute massage or facial, and all winners this week will be qualified to win a Rhythm of Love pendant courtesy of Mark's Jewelers. Stop into Mark's Jewelers for Mother's Day and get the mom in your life something special. Mark's is your first and last stop with gifts to meet every budget in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or online 24 hours a day at marks-jewelers.com.
Brios in North Philly is not happy with your Barbie girl.
There's no way Rios could be happy with that.
I'm actually terrified to leave the building, actually.
Be.
There's going to be blood on the grass or whatever.
Yes.
Well, you
should tell him don't do that again.
Well, but tell you this, if Rios is going to criticize me, Rios has got to give us his...
Which is something.
Good, bad song.
Yeah, I would love to know Rios' selection for this.
So coming up next, I say no on Jimmy Butler, but Evan Turner says absolutely positively no on someone else, and he gives the reason why. We will talk about that next on the 94 WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You remember this. Hey now,
you're a rock star. Get the show. This was a big hit, too.
Big hit. I think he just passed away, too.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He was a little out of control on Twitter, that guy too, the singer. Smash.
Big Giants fan.
Yes. 94 WIP. What's that?
San Francisco Giants.
San Francisco
Giants. Talked a lot of smack in 2010.
WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That is in reference to our side question of the day. I think we have to stop calling it morning show side question, because every time I
people
do
don't
it,
get it. Yet.
No, they. I get tweets every time saying, is this the morning show or the afternoon show? They don't get the joke.
Well, so, it's a lot of like, you forget you're on the afternoon show.
Yeah. I was never on the morning show. I didn't forget. This is the only show I've ever done. So we'll get to your calls in a second about Jimmy Butler, whether you want him back or not. I say no. Ike and Jack say yes. Mm-hmm. Before we do it, I did mention Paul George as a player that I would say yes to. Evan Turner does a podcast with Andre Iguodala. It's a pretty good podcast, actually.
Is it called Show You Love?
It is not.
Yeah. That would have been pretty cool.
Here, so Evan was talking about the potential of Paul George going to the Sixers, and here's what he said.
PG has a history of not showing up, which is an understatement. Just the other day, I never met a human that will let a media rumor drive his like energy or personality. Like somebody was like, I heard he going to Philly. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to Philly, G. Do you know how soft that team going to be if him and Embiid go together? It'd probably be the most skilled duo ever since Kobe and Shaq. Embiid to be hurt and PG going to be Paul, though.
So I actually think the idea of Paul George as only a playoff loser is incorrect. He's had his failures. Mm-hmm. Now, I know Indiana was a decade ago, but he was the best player on that Indiana team, and they were in the Eastern Conference Finals twice. And then the Clippers were in the Western Conference Finals 3 years ago, and Paul George in the Western Conference Finals, by the way, without Kawhi was hurt, averaged 28-10-5. So he has had some bad playoff performances, but he's also had some good ones too.
Yeah, I think, listen, fair or unfair, the perception is there.
Yes.
Right? So the whole playoff P thing, like, it's the perception is there. So I think you would have to, in other words, you don't have to sell people on him from a skill standpoint. I think people believe, it's funny because he and Jimmy miss games. Like, they miss games throughout the regular season, but Jimmy's don't get brought up as much as a Paul George's will get brought up.
Right.
That he's never available. And then the whole postseason thing comes down, and the perception is that Paul George doesn't necessarily come up big in the playoffs, so why do we want to bring another guy like that here? Man, it's hard to get past that. Here's what I will say, as I'm just sitting here looking at it, and I'm trying to envision him here with Maxey and Embiid. You would basically, see, I, to me, Maxey is the one who gets the pass of the group. So it's going to have to be Embiid or Paul George that leads them to the finals.
From a an on-court perspective or from an emotional perspective?
On-court.
Yeah,
late in games.
Well, but
I just mean late in games.
I don't think Maxey gets that pass anymore. I think they need him to be.
I just meant, if you think if they add another star, Butler or Paul George, you think more pressure would be on Maxey to perform late in those games?
Well, not with Butler, but with Paul George. The reason I like Paul George is I just think in a basketball standpoint, it fits better. He will spot up, shoot open threes.
Yep.
He's fine playing off ball. He's a
good defensive player too.
Good defensive player. Not as good as he used to be, but neither is Butler. I think they both have the ability to ramp up in the playoffs from a defensive standpoint. They're too old. They're both 34 years old. Yeah. Neither one of them is going to play go all out during the regular season. But
exactly.
I just think the basketball fit with George is better. And I actually think I don't know about the culture fit with him, but I don't like the Butler culture fit, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So 215-592-9494. What do you think of Jimmy Butler back to the Sixers? TR and Winfield, what's up?
Man, I don't think we don't want Jimmy, man. I don't want Jimmy personally. We've been there, done that. No need to get him. Let's get somebody else, some younger legs. You know what I mean? Some hearts that doesn't know fear, you know, stuff like that. Like we should have had Martin and them guys in there playing during the playoffs. I think that
Martin,
you know, I think he should have them got some younger guys playing, man, because the older dude's legs wasn't there, man. We should have some other dudes.
KJ Martin.
KJ Martin? Come on.
I'm saying, yeah.
TR, come on. TR, I love you, dude. KJ Martin?
We just need some younger. No. I'm talking about, I think that's his name on our team right now. We just need some regular. Get somebody new. We don't need no more old legs. We need to get some fresh legs out there, man. Get rid of Embiid, too. I say that because he's not going to get in shape. He's not going to train, and they need to get rid of his strength conditioning coach too, because he only banged twice against Robinson in the paint and shot two short hook shots and made them. And then after that, he wouldn't do it no more. Wanted to shoot three pointers because he don't want to bang in the paint. Because he's not in condition. He's not in shape for that type of exertion. And I don't want to get rid of him. He's not going to ever get in shape. Get rid of Embiid, too. Get it somebody else. I don't care.
It sounds like you're trying to blow it up, TR. Like, you want to start over.
Win the title. Yeah, we're never going to win the title with Embiid. I don't see it happening. He has no heart. He's a big baby. Everything's scripted. When he's fall, he's hurt. Everybody want to come pick him up. He's just a whole drama queen, man. I'm just tired of his attitude, his personality. His lack of exertion running up the court. Like, he don't try hard. He's just out of shape. Look at his arms. He's pole arms. He don't lift weights. He don't do nothing to make himself stronger. When he can just get in the paint and shoot a little short hook shot in the paint and get fouled or make the shot. That's all it takes for us to win. You know, he wants to shoot 3 points, so we need to get rid of him, man.
TR, does he need to fire his strength and conditioning coach if we're just going to trade him anyway? We don't need to really involve ourselves in that part, I guess, if we're just going to trade him anyway. Do you have a bad song that you love, a good bad song for our side question of the day?
Absolutely.
What do you got?
Yellow Submarine. We are
in the Yellow Submarine. Yeah. I did not expect that from TR.
No. Good one, TR. Thanks.
Yeah.
He told me it, and I was like,
what a pull.
Where did Yellow Submarine go?
I'm going to just get this out of the way so we can move on with it with the good, bad songs.
Yeah.
Any Will Smith song.
Yeah, they all count.
Yes.
Yeah. What about the Fresh Prince theme song?
Yeah, they're all corny.
Yeah, all of them. They're all the same song, man.
I'm trying to think.
And we like them, but they are bad songs.
Yeah, Getting Jiggy With It is terrible. Miami is terrible.
Summertime was great. That's his one.
Yes.
Early music, Getting Funky With It, like his early stuff with DJ Jazzy Jeff, that was cool. I don't need to get jiggy with it and Welcome to Miami and Wild Wild West and...
Oh, Wild Wild West, I forgot about.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Yeah, everything, even if it wasn't part of a soundtrack, everything for Will Smith feels like a soundtrack song. Like, it feels like a song from a commercial or something.
Come on, man, but you can't kick off summer without Summertime.
Yeah, well
Summertime's a classic.
That
that stands by itself.
Yeah, okay.
That's his best song for me. Yes.
I agree.
That's my go-to.
What about Welcome to Miami?
No.
And it's horrible.
Again, it's a good bad song.
Yeah.
It's a good bad song. That's one of those songs you don't want to admit you like.
It's
which
one of the songs.
Get Jiggy With It, I did not like.
These are songs that you leave on in the car if you're by yourself.
Correct. Yeah.
But
yeah,
if somebody else is in the car, you go, oh, this is terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Now, would you say the 90s are the king of the good, bad songs or the 80s?
80s was pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
80s had a lot, you know? Yeah. I don't want to name all of them, but the 80s had, I think, more one-hit wonders than the 90s did. You know, but yeah. Good, bad songs.
I didn't know any better then, though. I liked a lot of those one-hit wonder songs in the 80s.
Our Twitter poll today is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Mount Laurel. Gifts for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Which of these players would you most like to see the Sixers acquire this offseason? Jimmy Butler, Paul George, LeBron James. What do you think the percentages are, Ike?
I'm going to go majority Jimmy Butler. Let's go with 45 to 50% there. LeBron would be second, probably mid-30s, high-30s.
And then leaves you about 15
give me about 15, 20 for Paul George.
41% Jimmy Butler, 43% LeBron, and 16% Paul George. Now, the other thing to remember here is that Jimmy Butler and LeBron James, Jimmy Butler certainly would be a trade.
Yes.
And I think if LeBron were to do it, and that's an entirely different discussion, but I think he would opt in and trade as almost a thank you to the Lakers, and I think you probably have to trade something to get LeBron. Like, yeah. I don't think he's just out and out walking away from the Lakers. So,
right.
Whereas Paul George just costs you cap space, doesn't cost you draft picks. So if you need to fill out the rest of the roster during the season at the deadline, something like that, I imagine you're losing a first-round pick or two in acquiring either of those guys.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I mean.
Oh, no. Don't do it.
A swan run with LeBron.
No.
Totally agree, Ike.
I'm just saying.
What? The both of you?
No. It's about time you got around some real basketball heads.
I'm just saying. A swan song run with LeBron.
One last shot at a title. That's all this is. Yeah.
And do you know what it would be?
What?
There would be nothing Sixers about that title.
Okay.
It would be a LeBron title. And you know, we'd have to have the parade in Los Angeles because that's where he'd keep his home. We'd be alone on Broad Street showing up at the parade looking for it. Where's it? Oh, it's at LeBron's house. They're doing the Space Jam 3 premiere. The parade's going right into the Space Jam 3. He doesn't care about winning championships anymore. That dude, everything. And the other thing is LeBron's only played one way, where everything circles around LeBron. So you can have Embiid standing in one corner and Tyrese Maxey standing in the other corner. He turns what LeBron does is he makes so-so players good, but he also makes great players good. Like, he brings everybody down, up or down, to the same level because you're just circling around him.
Well, he's tried with soft Anthony Davis. He is the wrong running partner.
If he didn't have Anthony Davis, he wouldn't have that fourth Mickey Mouse ring.
Yeah.
So?
I'm just saying.
And he always complains. It's always the coach. The coach is getting fired.
Well, Nick Nurse would be done. Yeah. I mean, that comes with the great. He's fired, what, 10 coaches in the last?
Yeah, a lot of coaches. David Blatt, nobody even knows he's alive anymore. You know, maybe he was, you know,
haven't seen him since.
He's at the bottom of a river somewhere.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Do you want Jimmy Butler back? Gary in Vineland. What's up?
How about that cheesy Boom Shake Your Room Will Smith song? Oh, my God.
Boom Shake Your Room?
That's not Will Smith, is it?
Oh, that's Will Smith. Yeah, it starts off like cool, and then it just goes south quick.
Boom, shake your room. That ain't Shake Your Rump you're talking about, is it?
No, not Shake Your Rump. No,
that is cool. Boom, wait, Shake Your Rump is...
Rump Shaker. Rump Shaker.
Yeah.
Rump Shaker.
That's actually a good song.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want Jimmy Butler back? I don't know that Will Smith song.
Yeah, nobody should.
All right. The song I'm thinking of is not Will Smith. In any case, Jimmy Butler.
Hey, can I say something real quick, though?
Yeah.
I gotta add to the bill of Spike.
Uh-huh.
The people that call 3-4 times a day use different words with the same point. Like, Stewardess Cowboy calls up. He starts with Jan Johnson and just has the same take.
Cowboy Jim.
I'm sort of split on that, you know? And I appreciate the people that listen all day. But most people don't, you know? So I don't know if they only have... Look, I only have one or two takes every day. And I'm a professional at this. I can't expect a caller to have three different takes in a day.
But it's not the take. It's like use a different word here or there.
Okay.
Like, it's like they're reading it off a script.
Yeah, but you know, you gotta.
I'm with you, Gary. Yeah. If you're gonna call three different shows, at least give us something original on three different shows, man.
Well, but Gary, then you know, I want them to call this show first so we get the best one. So this has to be the first call of every day. Then they can call Jan Janssen and then the morning show third. So they can get their weakest version of it. Do you want Butler back?
Absolutely. I think it'll help Maxi. I think JoJo will be happy. I think it's of what's out there, I think it'll be great.
Yeah, and you're not worried about him blowing up like he does, like he's done literally every other place he's been in his career.
What else do we got to lose? I mean,
well, that's the best argument I've heard, actually.
Anyway, we get knocked out of the playoffs again. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's actually. Thank you for the call, Gary, and the advice to the Bill of Spike, which it now has seven rules.
Yeah, it's exactly what the callers want. The listeners want to hear
more rules.
Another rule.
Well, if the caller's going to say, "Look, you're either in on this thing or out on this thing," and I have news for you, I'm not going anywhere. So you might as well buy in. You know. Yeah, I think the best argument I've heard so far is what do we have to lose? It can't get any worse.
Yes. You know? I was going to wait to go to that argument later on. Yeah, I don't want to come out early with that argument.
That's not a bad one. Not a bad one.
Hey, in the city of brotherly love, listen, the only thing that we love more than our teams is great savings. And with unlimited welcome from Verizon, you can save big, even if you're a single line carrier. Now, for a limited time, single line started just $50 a month when you bring your own phone. Now, with auto pay plus taxes and fees, that's a saving of $15 a month. And when you switch now, you can save on the things you love, like Netflix and Max. What do you got for me there on Netflix and Max?
I was just talking about
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're all good. You're all good.
Yeah, you're good. You're
should
good.
Never look up. All on the most awarded 5G network. Now, that's a real win. There's never been a better time to switch to the network America relies on. But this offer won't last long. Make sure you visit your local Verizon store to switch and save big today. My goodness.
Jeez Louise. Why don't we? We should move.
Listen. Okay. All right. Just run the playbook back here, pal. Oh, well.
It's above his pay grade, in other words.
By the way, Gary and Vineland's Good Bad Song was A Caribbean Queen.
Oh,
Billy Ocean?
Yeah, but that's not a bad song
come
at all.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Now we're feeling the same dream. Yeah.
This is definitely Ike in the 80s.
Yeah. Here it is.
No more love on the run.
Huge hit.
Oh, man, love Billy Ocean.
Huge
hit. He was the reason I wanted a Jerry curl.
And by the way, the Boom Shake the Room song, I know it. I just didn't know it was DJ Jazzy Jeff. It's Boom, Shake, Shake, Shake the Room. Boom. Click, 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 click.
Oh, yeah, that's Will Smith?
Yeah, I didn't know that was Will Smith. Oh, Omar, thanks to Omar on Twitter, sent to me. I didn't know that was him. Mm. Jim in Jenkintown, you're on WIP.
Oh, Jazzy.
Spike, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Well, thank you, sir. It's good to
be
back. I
used to call years ago when Ike first started. He was called Ike at Night.
Yep.
Yes.
And he would, and Ike had a great phrase that I loved. He would say, "What do you got for me?"
So, you know,
you remember that, Ike?
Vaguely.
Yeah. Vaguely. You know,
no, you're still a young Ike. You're still a young fella compared to me. So I mean, it's not that long ago.
But Jim, just as, and I'll let you make your point. Ike deserves a lot of credit for doing nights on his own as a star. That is hard. I remember
I enjoyed calling him at night. It was just him. He didn't have anybody, you know.
No.
And he was very down to earth and unassuming, and he. He
and now look at
people,
him.
And, I've always liked him. It's the same kind of character he had on the field. He was relentless, you know, in his play. So.
Yeah.
So I've always been a fan of Ike.
Absolutely. Do you want Butler?
I don't want him. I don't want. I don't think that they're going to get Paul George or
LeBron.
LeBron, thank you. I'm having a senior moment here. I don't think they're going to get them, and they're not going to come here. And I don't want Butler. He's a prima donna. He's a troublemaker. And I think his best years are behind him. If this was four or five years ago, Ike made a very interesting point. He said, well, a lot of that is residue of him leaving. People still long for him because of that, because he left and we really wanted him and he would have been a better fit than Tobias. But he's 35 now, and Daryl Morey's saying, I'm looking toward a guy that is relentless in the playoffs. Daryl, where was he this year in the playoffs? He didn't even play. So the injury and the age is a factor. I would do something, this by thing not in the vogue. I would concentrate on someone like Pascal Siakam. I would much rather have him. They need a four. What about the four? He has dog in him. And if Indiana loses, would he might come here because Embiid is here. They're from the same country, the same coach he played for. That's a better bet than Ananobi, who would be the other guy. But they're both free agents. There's also a guy with Charlotte who nobody talks about. He's a power forward, a small forward.
Yeah,
he's a wing player. Yeah. He can play a little power, too. He's relentless. He's averaged 20 points this past season, 7 or 8 rebounds.
Miles Bridges,
that's
you're
Miles
talking
Bridges.
About. Yeah, that's a whole other discussion.
Well, it is a whole other discussion, but and I don't think Daryl Morey's going to go that way. But I just don't like his mindset. And I think of the three guys, I think maybe George would be the best, but I don't like any of them, to be honest with you. But I like Ike.
Good. Do you have a bad song that you love or no?
I thought I'm Too Sexy was a goofball song.
Oh, yeah.
I love the backbeat to it, but you know, I'm Too Sexy for My Cat, and you know, all these different things he was too sexy for.
Right,
his
said
clothes,
Fred.
His food, yeah.
Yeah,
but I love the backbeat and the melody, but the lyrics were for the birds, so that qualifies as a good bad song.
Yeah,
nice talking to you guys.
Thank you,
okay, Jim.
Yeah, I don't think Pascal Siakam's going to anywhere. I think Indiana can pay him more than anybody.
They're
going
to offer him to Max. He would literally have to turn down Max money with the extra year.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what he had to turn down.
He's not going to.
Yeah.
Ananobi's. First of all, I think the Knicks and Ananobi already have a deal. He's represented by CAA, which is what Leon Rose, who runs the Knicks, used to be. So I think that's that whole deal. But by the way, the scare of Ananobi is he's a different player than Tobias. I'm not going to say he's the same player as Tobias, but you're about to pay a guy $40 million plus.
Oh, you're right.
Never made an all-star team.
Yeah, and hell, doesn't score as well as Tobias.
No. I mean, he's a great defensive player. He'll hit open threes. He wants to do more than he's actually capable of doing. And if he's the sort of guy that if he is the absolute final piece that you absolutely need, maybe you overpay him. But I don't think he's leaving the Knicks anyway.
I don't think Daryl Morey can afford
another Tobias.
Yeah, the fan base does not want to go through that again. Yeah,
well,
you cannot overpay somebody who's never been a star player.
The one thing you got to factor in with the Pacers, do they want to pay Siakam when they know they have to pay TJ?
Yeah. Dude, TJ is
bring him
rushing.
Back, man. They need to bring TJ back.
We need a point guard.
Well, I don't think so. When we had Daryl on years ago, from when he was the president of basketball operations for the Rockets, he made a comment about TJ in which makes me believe that I don't think
he's not a fan.
He's not a fan, but he may
well because he's a winning basketball
maybe
player.
He feels
so of course, that's why.
Well, TJ has evolved too, though.
Yeah.
He's much better now.
TJ, can you believe that we're in a place where people think that the Pacers lost a playoff game because they did not bring TJ McConnell back into the game? Unreal.
Yeah, Haliburton's a new Ben, dude.
Yeah, like, he is.
When they put Ben on the bench for TJ,
I gotta tell you, man, I like Tyrese Haliburton.
Yeah, but
I don't like his game.
There's
that jump shot's uglier than Sean Marion's.
Yeah, it's and I don't know, is it the tights with the short shorts, his whole look. I'm just that can't be my star player.
He doesn't give off star player
No,
vibes
that guy can't be my star. Nice player, but can't be my star player.
And Miles Bridges, you know, if you don't know who he is, he's a great player, but he
I wanted him coming out of college.
He got Michigan State, right?
Yep.
Yeah. He got in trouble for bad trouble for domestic abuse.
Domestic violence, yep.
He's back in the league. Like, look, he's a great player. It's a completely different discussion that, truthfully, I don't want to have unless the Sixers sign him, to be honest with you.
No, right? You're right. It's one of those ones you're like, yeah, this is not even worth it.
I don't want to debate the good. Obviously, it was terrible what he did.
Yep.
But, you know, Michael, I'm not making them the same, but Michael Vick did something terrible. and he changed, and we brought him back, and he was a good player, and he changed as a person. I don't know anything. I believe people can make horrible mistakes, change as people, and deserve another chance.
Yeah.
Miles Bridges deserves to be able to work as long as the law and the league says he hasn't broken any rules that prevent him from doing so. Doesn't mean we need him on the team. Right. Doesn't mean he's changed, but also doesn't mean he hasn't changed. And I don't have that information.
And I agree with you, and I like the kid. I really do. I liked him as a basketball player. Don't know him as a person or any of that, but liked him as a basketball player. It's funny because his skill set would fit here.
Oh, absolutely. Shoots threes, great athlete.
Great athlete, everything. Yeah.
Can play three, can play four, can guard one through four. Absolutely. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the best team in baseball with the best color guy in baseball, Larry Anderson. That is next on the afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I mentioned my allergies. One thing I have to do, one thing that you know when you have bad allergies, it's allergy season. You got to shut the windows. But if the windows are old and drafty, they're not going to keep the pollen out of your house. So if you need brand new windows, I have two words for you. Not suck it. It is Go Gaida. If you need a new front door, Go Gaida. If you need a new patio door, Go Gaida. If you need a garage door, Go Gaida. You need windows, Go Gaida. They are not only going to make the entire process fast and easy, they are going to help you out on price. To get your project started, they're going to give you 20% off all windows and doors while allowing you to start your project with no money down and up to 3 years to pay them off interest free. I said it, 20% off and the luxury of paying off your project interest free for up to 3 years. Restrictions apply. Offers good for a limited time. Do not wait any longer. It's time you finally go Gaida. Call today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or go to gogaida.com. That's go G-U-I-D-A.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.